Welcome to the BioLour. I'm your host, Mike Ahn. In this episode, we host Jessica Ray. She's an entrepreneur, an advisory board member for BioLa's startup competition, and a former Power Ranger. And she shares how her faith informs her business practices. Not only are her products ethically made and environmentally friendly, but her designs promote modesty and the inherent dignity of each person. The first part is my interview with her, and the second part is where we take questions from our live student audience. I hope you enjoy. Welcome, Jessica Ray.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, Jessica, thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right. So how does this work where you go from Power Ranger to swimsuit designer? I don't see the connection necessarily. Okay. How does that work? White Power Ranger, swimsuit designer. Like, what's the connection?
Yeah, I didn't see it coming either. So I was on the Power Rangers. I worked on that for about a year and a half. And I was really, at the time, very immersed in Hollywood culture. I started meeting some believers in the industry. And one of the guys one day told me that I couldn't wear what I was wearing. And I was like, ew, don't tell me what to wear. Gross, you're not my dad. And I was really, felt really defensive about it. I started reading more, started researching more, and really over time just fell deeper and deeper in love with Jesus. And I realized that what I said to the guy, that don't tell me what to wear, it's my body, I can wear what I want, that I was slightly wrong. It's not just my body belongs to Jesus. And I wanted to clothe myself with strength and dignity in a way that honors him. And that also there was a way to do that and still be culturally relevant and still feel beautiful as a woman. But I felt that that was lacking in the swimsuit market. So I decided to start my own swimsuit company, even if I cannot draw or sew or swim.
You don't know how to swim?
I can't swim. It's really sad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, tell us more about your company, and how does your faith inform the way you lead your company?
So we believe, I believe, that every person has inherent dignity and value and worth. And so not just in the way that I design my clothes so that women can feel beautiful and comfortable and express that dignity through their fashion, but also we source ethically. All of our swimsuit fabrics are made out of regenerated post-consumer waste. The fabrics are made in Italy, and they're regenerated and regenerable. So it's respecting our environment. And then the way that we manufacture the swimsuits also respects the human person. We don't use sweatshops. When I first got into the industry, like I said, I knew nothing about the fashion industry. I just started knocking on doors. And what I found inside mostly was not respecting the human person. A lot of, in LA, there are a lot of sweatshops. In Orange County, there are a lot of sweatshops. So it took a lot of time and just keep knocking on doors. And I finally found one that wasn't a sweatshop, that respected people, paid them fairly, and didn't have them working and sewing clothes until 2 o'clock in the morning. So it's not, we respect the human person and their dignity in the way that I design and also in the way that we manufacture.
You know, I can imagine working in the swimsuit industry and you're pushing for modesty. I wonder what kind of pushback you get and who gives you the pushback.
It's kind of funny. We get pushback from everyone. Either our swimsuits are not modest enough. Or they're too modest. So it just comes, and you know, and then there are, there's pushback, not in areas of modesty, but in other areas. Everyone has their opinion, and you can't please everyone. And it took me a couple of years to realize that, because we would get these emails, and I would be like, oh, like so down on myself, like, oh, I want to do this for this person, but you know, I can't. I'm only one person.
So you say the word modest a few times, okay? I'd love for you to unpack that word for us. And why is modesty such an important value for the Christian life?
So I think modesty And just coming from my own experience, like what I said earlier, I got very defensive. I think many women hear that word and they get defensive and they don't like it. And I think it's because they don't understand what it really truly means. Modesty is interior. It's an interior disposition. It's really about our actions, our thoughts, not just about hemlines and necklines and inches. And it's about temperance. And temperance is about self-control. And I think that our world can use a little bit of that. We, you know, we live in a day and age where we want what we want when we want it, which is now or yesterday. And we could use a little bit of temperance and self-control and modesty, in my opinion.
Yeah. So if you could change our culture's view of beauty, okay, how would you change it and what would you want to change?
Boy.
Good question.
I mean, to answer it in short, I would say that I really wish that we could all see each other the way that God sees us and the way that he created us to be and not the way that Instagram, you know, we see each other on Instagram or social media or the way that the media tells us that we should be.
Yeah.
But really to see ourselves the way that God created us, which is beautiful with, you know, inherent value and dignity and worth.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you know, you're a mom, you're an entrepreneur, you're a homeschooler, you're a wife. How do you do all that? How do you make life work with all of these things going on in your life?
I have the best husband on the face of the planet.
He is
the best person I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah.
He also works a full-time job, so it's not like he's, you know, a stay-at-home dad who just lets me run around and do whatever I want. But we make it work together. We're just a really, really good team.
Okay.
He is my complete opposite.
Okay.
Complete opposite. Actually, I was going to church the other day, and some guy in the parking lot was like, "Oh, you're Steven's wife, right?" And no one ever calls me that because they usually look at him because they know who I am and they're like, "Oh, you're Jessica's husband." But he was like, "What's your name again?" I was like, "Can you just call me Steven's wife?" I like that.
That's good.
But no, it takes a lot of work. I don't get too much sleep. I work until like 2 a.m. sometimes.
Yeah.
But the fact that I homeschool my kids means that I don't have to wake them up early in the morning, feed them breakfast, and drive them anywhere. They weren't awake when I left today, and I actually didn't want to wake up myself. No, sometimes I wake up at like 9 o'clock, which is pretty awesome. Go homeschool. But yeah, it just, you know, it takes a lot of work and planning. And an awesome husband.
Great. Is there something you learned as a Power Ranger that you apply to work as an entrepreneur?
Wait. This was not on the list of
questions. This is not. I'm just going off of my questions now. It's just off my head.
Something that I learned as a Power Ranger?
What did you learn as a Power Ranger, right, that maybe you've applied to being an entrepreneur or a mompreneur?
Well, to be honest with you, so I was not an actor before I got the role of Power Rangers. I was in grad school. I was getting my MBA at Loyola Marymount University, and I was working as an accountant during the day at a television production company.
Okay.
And the in-house manager just kept telling me, you need to act. And I was like, leave me alone with my spreadsheets and my calculators, go away. But she, you know, she was one of those ladies who just thought she was right about everything. So I told her, I'll go on one audition if you just leave me alone. So I went on an audition for a commercial, Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch, and I booked it.
Oh.
And I was like, ooh, this is kind of fun. And actually, the one commercial paid for all of my grad school.
Oh, dang.
This was back in the day when commercials paid like that. They don't so much anymore. But then I was about to graduate, and I was like, let me try this acting thing for real, but no agents would take me because I had no acting experience or background.
Yeah.
Except this one lady, this one hole-in-the-wall agency took me, and she sent me on my first audition for TV, which was Power Rangers.
Wow.
And I ended up booking it. But I think I booked it not because I was a good actress, because I, you know, had no idea what I was doing. But my character was a college student who was juggling a lot of things. And so I think I just was the character, and they thought I was acting, but it was just me. So I ended up booking the job. But I really related a lot to my character, because when I booked the job, I had to go tell my parents that I was going to take a leave of absence from grad school to be a Power Ranger. And they had no idea what that was. So they were like, what? I don't understand what you're saying. What in the world is a Power Ranger? But my character on Power Rangers, her name was Alyssa. She was a college student, and her dad wanted her to run the family business, which was like a dojo. And he was really mad when she didn't want to do it, and she wanted to go to college. So, you know, in a sense, I felt like, oh, my character is doing something her parents don't really want her to do. I was doing something my parents didn't really want me to do. And when my parents saw my first episode on TV, they cried. Oh, wow. So they were happy about it then, and they understood what that was. But yeah, I don't know. Power Rangers, powerful. I mean, my character was also like the strongest of the six Power Rangers, and she would like spar with them and beat them up all the time. I don't think I'd do that in real life, but to people.
Yeah. All right, Jessica, we're going to answer a few of our students' questions. Here's our first one. What is the most challenging thing about incorporating the Christian aspect into your clothing business?
The most challenging thing. I've never considered myself to be a Christian business or to design modest clothing. That was kind of a decision that I made from the beginning.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I ended up giving a talk, like a 9-minute talk about swimsuits that some of you might have seen, that I actually even spoke the word modesty about my clothing.
Yeah.
And so I think it was challenging that now people were associating my clothing with modesty, which, like I said before, can have a negative connotation, and people get really defensive about it. So someone might say, oh, go look at Jessica Rae's modest swimsuits, to like a teenage girl, and the teenage girl immediately wall up like, I don't want to do that. Don't tell me what to do. Right. Don't tell me how to dress. So I think that's been pretty challenging is, you know, once I gave that talk and then I was out there as like the modest swimwear lady, you know, that a lot of people weren't willing to be open to that kind of thing anymore. Whereas before that, it was more just like, oh, I want to buy this swimsuit because I feel comfortable and beautiful and confident in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was pretty challenging.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. Here's another question. I think that why people get offended is because men are not often told to be modest. How can men be more modest?
With their clothing?
With their clothing, I think, or... Yeah.
How can men be more modest? Well, I guess I never really thought about men having to dress modestly unless I'm in Italy on the beach. which in that case, I really wish they would be. Not because I'm lusting after them or anything like that, but because I just really don't want to see that. I always thought of it before when I was actually reading about this years ago. I'm actually only 22 years old, so when I say years ago, I mean when I was 12. That the equivalent, and this, I guess, probably has changed today now that I feel like females are just as visual as males, but I always thought of it as the equivalent of a girl purposely dressing immodestly in order to incite lust in a man, would be the equivalent of a man purposely trying to, what is the word I'm looking for? make a woman fall in love with him, you know, and trying to get at her emotions, but not with the intent of doing anything other than that.
Yeah.
But I guess nowadays it would be, you know, that would not be the case. So men just should dress more modestly. I don't know.
Yeah, or just, yeah. You know, as you're saying, just respect the dignity of right. who they are and present themselves.
In a way that reflects that you were made in the image and likeness of God.
Absolutely. Great. Okay. Here's another question. Were there compromises you had to make while in the industry concerning belief and morality? How did you navigate that as a Christian woman?
I'm assuming we're talking about the fashion industry and not Hollywood. Sorry, I'm really blind, so I'm trying to read the question again. Were there compromises you had to make? Well, I just wasn't really willing to compromise, especially when it came to the way that we manufactured. And honestly, this is before, you know, you could just go online and look up like ethical production factory or whatever in Los Angeles. I literally asked every person I knew about factories that were willing to sew swimsuits, which there aren't very many of them because they're hard to sew. Mm. And I made a list, and I think my list had 7 factories on it. Mm-hmm. And so I was at number 6 sweatshop I had been to, and I was at my 7th place in the parking lot. I said a prayer. I was like, God, please, if this is what I'm supposed to be doing, which I think this is what I'm supposed to be doing, this place cannot be a sweatshop. Mm. It just can't be. I walked in and it was not at all. It was amazing. And I really felt like God had answered my prayer. And like I said, I don't know what I'm doing most of the time. Mm-hmm. And so I really have to just surrender and trust that God is going to guide me in these decisions. Yeah. And so I really don't feel that I have compromised my values in building this business that I have.
Love it, love it. Okay, here's another question. What struggles do you face as a woman in business? Also, did you like the new Power Rangers movie?
Wow.
2 questions. So,
What struggles do I face as a woman in this business? I would say, the fashion industry, I would say that most factories and sourcing houses are owned by men. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even sure if it's the fact that I'm a woman, but that I look like a young woman, that sometimes when I go to these places, they don't really want to talk to me or deal with me. They'd rather deal with either an older woman or a man. When I tell them I'm it, like, I'm the owner, I'm the only person you can talk to.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't like that, especially if there's a problem. And I feel that these men that I've had to deal with then take it as like, oh, you're a, I don't want to say a bad word, but you're being a beep, you know, just because I'm trying to be assertive and trying to show them that what they did was wrong. Mm. And, you know, they don't like that. I've right. found coming from a woman.
Yeah.
I will say that the fashion industry, I found way more difficult people to work with than in Hollywood.
Hmm.
Way more difficult, like, personalities, not just men, but even with women.
I'd love to hear about that more. What do you mean by that? Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like in Hollywood, people just, they're like, I'm somebody. And, you know, like, to be reckoned with, and you kind of just, you know, everyone just deals with it.
Yeah.
But in fashion, I mean, one of the first ladies that I met, she's kind of high and mighty in the fashion industry in LA. I went to her to specifically ask for advice about a specific issue that a friend, and I was introduced through a friend, but I got into her office. She was like, I'm sorry, I really don't have time for this, and nobody knows who you are. And she was like, so what is it that you want? And I feel like in Hollywood, people are more, they at least try to be like, you know, I'm kind of a nice person.
Right,
but
right.
she was very, and I've encountered people like her a lot. So yeah, I don't know. I've had a more difficult time in the fashion industry than I have in Hollywood.
Okay.
Great. And did I like the new Power Ranger movie? I went to the premiere.
There you go. Did you dress up?
Not as a Power Ranger.
Okay.
Because that would be weird.
I don't know. Don't people do that?
I do that sometimes at conventions for photos, which there's a big one coming in August in Anaheim. I was motion sick from the movie because I just never go to the movies anymore. And it was very, I literally had to get up because I felt motion sick.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that means you really liked it.
I loved it.
Okay.
It was
all right.
So amazing.
Okay, great. Okay, here's another question. Do you still have your Power Ranger costume?
Like I said, sometimes I dress up.
Yeah.
I do have my costume. Actually, the season that I was on, Disney was in the process of purchasing the show, the franchise, from Saban. And so they were moving the show from LA, where we filmed, to New Zealand, where they film now. And so a lot of the crew was getting let go because they didn't want to move to New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And the wardrobe ladies called me into the wardrobe room and they were like, take it, go, go, go. And I was like, what? Huh? And I like ran to my dressing room with my spandex. But I think, and I've heard from fans, that I'm the only Power Ranger with their actual like set spandex. Other Power Rangers do have theirs, but they're remade like in Japan and then sent to them for conventions and stuff. So I have my costume and I also have a helmet.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, were there like special moves you had to learn for being a Power Ranger?
So I grew up doing several different forms of martial arts, but the Power Rangers stunt choreography was more like dancing because it's, you know, I mean, it's all choreographed.
Is that real?
No.
Okay.
But they did put us through training and I ended up having to learn how to say I'm sorry in Japanese because I would oftentimes hit the stuntmen accidentally. So I would just say, I'm sorry. but oh my gosh, it was really so much fun. The stunts were just the best.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Here's another question. What made you quit Power Rangers to start your business? How did you know that your business would be reliable enough for you to quit your job?
Well, I was long gone from Power Rangers before I started my business. I was still acting, which if anyone here knows anything about acting in Hollywood, you pretty much like just sit around all day and wait for your agent to call you with something.
Yeah.
So I believe I was like recurring on a show and then I had like guest starred on a couple of other shows and still doing commercials. But like my typical day was, you know, if I didn't have an audition in the morning, my roommates and I would wake up at like noon and go to the pool. We'd check our phones, go to the pool, and then sit there all day until we would go and like party all night long. And then do it again the next day, unless we had an audition. So when I said I was really immersed, like in the Hollywood culture, I really, that was my life. Mm. So I didn't quit my job or my Power Ranger job to become, or to do this. I think it just was a deep trust in God and just really praying about it and knowing that this is the direction that I was supposed to take. Yeah. And I still do go out on auditions.
Yeah.
And my kids also act and model. So I'm a chauffeur and a momager. And I drive them all over the place.
You have a lot of titles.
Yeah. They work more than I do. So.
Okay. There you go. All right. Here's another question. Okay. How long did it take you to be able to get your business running, moving from the idea itself and transforming the idea to the real thing?
Okay. So the first swimsuit I ever made wasn't with the intent of starting a business.
Mm-hmm.
It really was because I wanted a swimsuit that didn't look like the swimsuits I used to wear. And being that I can't sew or draw, my roommate happened to be a student at the Fashion Institute. And so I said, hey, if I describe to you what I want with my words and buy the fabric, will you sew this for me?
Mm.
So she did. And then, like I said, I would wake up at noon and go to the pool all day long. And so this was now like my new swimsuit that I would go to the pool with. And a bunch of people started asking, where did you get that? Where did you get your swimsuit? I really like your swimsuit. Where can I get one?
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, I guess I should start a business. And I did end up going back after Power Rangers to finish my MBA, which made my parents very happy. but yeah, so I never made the first swimsuit with the intent of starting a company. But then when I noticed there was a demand for it,
yeah,
the smart thing to do was then to go and start making these and selling them. But I would say from the time I realized that people wanted it, probably like 3 years until I really considered myself a business instead of just, oh, I'm selling these swimsuits to my neighbors and my friends and my family who are probably buying them because they feel bad for me.
Yeah. Great. Well, Jessica, we ask one final question to all of our guests, and that is, what biblical principles influenced your thinking about the topic today?
I would say, really, that we are made in the image and likeness of God.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, like the other day, someone, I picked my son up, and the person was like, my son said to me, oh, so-and-so asked if I was Stephen and Jessica's son.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, why did they ask that? And he was like, when I said yes, they said, I knew it. I knew it because, like, of the way that you're behaving and acting.
Uh-huh.
And so I think being made in the image and likeness of God, like, I want people to know whose daughter I am. I want people to know to whom I belong, in the way that I act, in the way that I talk, in the way that I dress, in the way that I carry myself, and we belong to Him. And so I would say that that's what shaped my thoughts for today.
I love it. Hey, let's thank Jessica for being with us today.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, we would love it if you were to rate us on iTunes. And if you want to continue the conversation, follow us on social media.